Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D-Street Talk on Markets powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshatij Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Kunal Sarvi, who is the CEO at Equity Rush. Well, welcome to the podcast, Kunal.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Kshatij. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Thank you so much, Kunal. Well, a massive drawdown has actually happened on benchmark indices in the last 2 months or so, thanks to the outbreak of COVID-19. And were you expecting a fall when Nifty 50 was at 12,400 levels? And, you know, we've seen 2 days of lockdowns. How did that pan out for you?
See, first thing is that, of course, nobody could have predicted that we'd see such a vicious decline in the market. And I don't have any hesitation in admitting that I was completely caught unawares as far as the magnitude of the fall is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the overall structure of the charts, there was a very clear head and shoulders on the charts for the Bank Nifty.
Okay.
And that, to me, was a very clear sign that markets are going down. This was soon after the budget. So once the budget was out of the way, we could see signs that the markets are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there were very clear divergences. So that, of course, pointed towards what could be a major decline.
Right.
But I was definitely, not even in my wildest dreams, was I expecting a crash as big as what we got. But once it got going, the signs were pretty clear. So the good thing is that even though we were not able to predict the crash, we were able to take advantage of it while it was happening. So that, I think, is the most important thing. And you can't, of course, predict things. But if you can react to situations effectively, I think that is what counts at the end of the day.
Right. Well, reacting to the parameters and situations, that's what technical analysis and not is all about. And you're the guru in technical analysis. And, you know, I want to put it across to you that what are the technical parameters or setup which one could actually deploy to bear this current volatility in this market?
See, Kshatij, I've got a lot of calls from people. A lot of people have spoken to me since the fall. And all of them, especially retail investors or newbies in technicals, they have this view that probably technical analysis has not worked because markets have been in such turmoil and in situations like this, probably no analysis works.
Right.
But I think that is completely wrong. Technical analysis has worked wonderfully well in this situation. We had a very clear topping out pattern. We got a breakdown. We got a series of lower peaks. Markets fell one way. So if you were looking at technical analysis, you would have sold close to about 12,000 Nifty. And then there was absolutely no reason for you to have bought. Except that most of the people who bought in the fall are driven not by technicals, but by their conviction that markets have fallen too much too quickly and probably they will show a pullback. So the people who've lost money in the fall are not people who believed in technicals, but people who believed in this idea that markets have fallen too much and probably will show a pullback. So people who were looking for that pullback are the ones who've lost most money in the fall. So technical analysis, in fact, has done wonderfully. And especially because this fall has been one way. If there were big corrections or pullbacks during this fall, then probably technical analysis would have faced problems. But because this fall was one way, it was vertical. If you had sold at the right moment, you would have made huge money.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you've done that. But, I know that you have a hawkeye when it comes to markets. But let me put this across to you as well, that any trading day you remember, especially in the last 2 months, which surprised you or probably caught you on the back foot, and what did you do?
Well, to be very honest, Kshatij, every day has been such a day. Because last few days have been straight out of a trader's nightmare. Because when the markets open with a 400 point gap down and they continue to go down, and they go down 1,000 points on the Nifty right before you, and we saw a market freeze. So I think those are things that actually are scary, and it's been very scary. The thing that has really spooked me, if you will, in the last few days has not been the fact that the markets have gone down. What has been spooky is that you don't really know whether markets will operate the next day.
Right.
So this fear that there can be a complete lockdown and they might even ask the markets to close down, that fear is something that has been most difficult to deal with for me as a trader. It's because, see, I have these long short positions where we have short positions in stocks which are underperforming. And to hedge that risk, we tend to buy stocks which are outperforming. So if you have short positions, the biggest worry is that in case you have these large short positions that are giving you a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and you exit those, if you don't exit them, and the next day there's a ban on short covering,
mm-hmm.
the big worry for a trader is what do you do in such a situation where
right.
you expect unexpected regulatory action at any moment.
Yes.
So what has been the most nerve-wracking for me, especially in the final part of this call,
mm-hmm.
has
mm-hmm.
been how to deal with that. So that has been a big learning for me. Is that you can't really, even if you're right on technicals, even if things are going in your way,
mm-hmm.
The big thing to worry about in situations like this where every bet comes off is to mm-hmm. limit your positions, not bet too heavily. And that, I think, is something that I've learned very well in this form.
Well, absolutely. I think rightly put across by Kunal here. Then the last question that I wanted to put it across to you is that I know these are tough times, but what should be the strategy of investors or traders in these difficult times when the Sensex and Nifty are moving, 1,000 or 300 points in a single trading session?
Well, I think it's important to not bet too heavily. First thing is, if you trade, let's say, 100 bank Nifty or let's say 200 Nifty or whatever your quantity is,
right,
you must scale that down. If you're a regular trader, you must scale your quantities.
Mm-hmm.
Be very, very, very on the guard. It's because this is a market where you could lose a lot of money very quickly
right.
if you miss the move or if you missed a turn, markets could suddenly turn around very quickly. So this mm-hmm. is a difficult market to trade, and you have to be very vigilant about stop losses and about position sizing. The only thing that's going to get you out of this is to maintain a very strong risk management, which I think is one of the stickiest point for most traders in my experience. So that is something that one needs to worry about. If you're not comfortable with your own risk management,
mm-hmm.
or if you think the volatility unnerves you, I think it's best to stay away. It's because the VIX still remains very high.
Right.
And this is not a situation where a novice trader, somebody who's just learning to trade, or who's got a very small capital, or depleted reserves, who's seen a big hit in his portfolio, cannot really trade very effectively. So the
mm-hmm.
best thing is to wait this period out.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when it's actually more prudent to stay away from the market than to participate very actively. So I think now is the time to reduce positions and wait for markets to settle down. And don't worry, they will settle at some point. We've seen a big expansion in volatility, but volatility is very cyclical.
Right.
And whenever that cycle reverses, I think markets will be just as they used to be.
Well, word of optimism coming from you, Kunal. And yes, the key takeaway is that investors and traders should reduce positions and operate with strict stop losses. Well, thank you, Mr. Sarogi, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you for your time, Kunal.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.